My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Clinic, Man. disappointed to see what I'd done. One left over, I'll save it for my roommate. After all, it's my roommate's gun. After all, it's my roommate's gun. After all, it's my roommate's gun. It's my roommate's gun.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Scar cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it, I get some game in store. You're with me now, we'll be again. Other points in between. Cool, cool mornings turn the days a swim or sink. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it. Drown. Didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. Drown. Doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. Drown. Silence knows can't drown hard. Happenstance is falling through the cracks each day. Too close now to change it. Whose goal is lighter anyway? When in doubt, move on. No need to sort it out. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. I want to find the right side. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it. The drown. Didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. The drown. Doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. The drown. Silence knows can't drown. What goes wrong, you're causing it. The drown. Didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. The drown. It doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. The drown. Silence.
can't drown.
Woman
broken and built to crash. Castro had old Bill to crash.
Shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down, cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my daughter carcass in that county jail. The next morning about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kinda coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on you dirty hack to the district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that dirty judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me.
The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom State Pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shot that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be. Sue it!
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I'm in love with you, 'cause I've got nothing better to do. and my roommate's gun. My roommate's gun got nine bullets in.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Sky cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it, I get some game in store. You're with me now, we'll be again. Other points in between. Cool, cool mornings turn the days to swim or sink. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it to drown.
Is falling through the cracks each day. Too close now to change it. Whose goal is lighter anyway? When in doubt, move on. No need to sort it out. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. I want to find the right side. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it. The drive, didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. The drive, doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. The drive, silence knows, can't drown. What goes wrong, you're causing it. The drive, didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. The drive, it doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. The drive, silence knows, can't drown.
Take while the law still ain't around. Castro had old Bill to crash.
Shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down, cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my daughter carcass in that county jail. The next morning about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kinda coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on you dirty hack to the district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that dirty judge commence to look about. About 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom State Pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget. Get today, I shot that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be. Sue it!
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Technoland? RCT Techno DJs in the house. Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Word to your mother.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Let's start today with inflation. Now, I want to approach this from an economic perspective because I've been getting dozens of emails from people wanting an explanation about how inflation eventually goes away. And I've touched on this a little bit, but let's talk about it in more detail. Now, when I say I don't want to make this a political story, there are some political statements I have to make because there is so much political misinformation around inflation. There has been inflation, high inflation all over the world. Some countries with higher inflation than the United States, some countries with lower inflation than the United States. There are many in the U.S. who want to blame Joe Biden for inflation. I have found no evidence that Joe Biden is to blame. And in fact, the U.S. is not at the highest or at the lowest level of inflation over the last year. This is a global phenomenon related to a lot of different things that we've talked about. And for those pointing specifically to Joe Biden's COVID relief package as the reason for the inflation, remember that Donald Trump did two such packages and they were bigger than Joe Biden. So if that's why you blame Biden, you have to blame Trump at least two times as much. And none of these people are. So like with the political stuff out of the way, there's lots of confusion about like how does inflation eventually go away? And one of the realities about inflation is that sustained inflation will eventually reduce inflation. And I'm going to explain to you how that works. But when people talk about markets and cycles, this is actually what we mean. There are many examples of markets that don't work or are kind of pie in the sky fantasy. They don't relate to how the real world works. When it comes to inflation, ultimately resolving inflation, it actually does work this way. So to start this, let's talk about what is a good level of inflation or deflation or no price changes. Like, what would we want? Well, a really high level of inflation is bad because people very quickly can't afford things. It's bad for the economy because things get so expensive that others don't buy anything. So it's bad for business. It makes it so that people's wages no longer can keep up with the cost of living. So really high inflation is bad. And we're seeing high inflation, at least by American historical standards right now. It might seem like, well, then is deflation good? Because if prices go down, people can afford stuff. No, deflation is also bad. And again, the framework here is the framework is the traditional understanding of how modern economies work. You could say, David, sir, the entire framework is crap. Put it in the trash. And that's a different discussion. But at least in the modern economic framework, deflation is bad. Because if you expect things to get cheaper in the future, you would wait to buy them. I mean, okay, things you absolutely need. You're not going to say, well, I won't eat for a month because food will be cheaper in a month. No, then you're dead. You need food. But with a ton of different purchases, if you expect prices to be lower in the future because we are in the middle of a deflationary situation, you would say, I'm going to wait to buy stuff. And when you don't buy, businesses don't have money coming in, meaning they have to lay off workers. And now those workers don't have money to buy things because they've been laid off. So that's a deflationary spiral. That's also bad. So in traditional economics, the understanding is you want a little bit of inflation. A little bit of inflation is where economic growth comes from. A little bit of inflation is the reason why people would, you're not going to go hoarding supplies, but you would purchase things. If I want to look at a car and the car is affordable today, the car is 10 grand and I can afford 10 grand. If I expect the car.